Morning, everyone. Let me start by asking a question. How is God taking care of you today? If I was to title this sermon, it would be God's Present Help. We often talk about God and how He has saved us and will someday give us a home in heaven. We talk a little less about God's daily help. And to look at this subject, I want to look at Psalm 91 today, which is a major piece of scripture for me personally. I probably studied this psalm more than anything else the first month I was a Christian, because this psalm is one piece of scripture that really helped me get through some difficulties I was having when I first was saved. And this psalm deals directly with God's protection over us and how God gives us daily care and how He sometimes even uses angels to do that. So we're going to look at the first 12 verses of Psalm 91, and then we'll take them four at a time, but let's just read through it. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the foul snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not feel the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you say, "The Lord is my refuge," and you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you, no disaster will come near your tent. For He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. We'll stop there. There are four other verses in the psalm, but I've chosen to stop there. God's present help, God's daily concern for us, might be the most amazing thing as I meditate on God. It amazes me that God even cares about me or even knows about me. You look at the size of the universe and the relative insignificance of the galaxy we live in and the tiny speck called Earth that we live on, and we're just one out of, 6 or 7 billion people on Earth? And yet God cares about each one of us. To me, that is a thought that is overwhelming. I've spent hours contemplating it and meditating on it, that God loves me enough to care about me even a little bit, much less enough to die for me. And David, who wrote this psalm, if you read the psalms that he wrote, they almost read like a diary. Some days things were going really well, and he was praising God, and everything was going really good. Some days things weren't going so good. He was complaining to God about his enemies. At least on one occasion that I can remember, David had the boldness to ask God when he was going to do something. When are you going to act? Now, in Psalm 91, he talks about the protection of God on a daily basis. So I'm going to assume this was at a time when things were going pretty well for him. And he had learned how God cared for him as he, on a daily basis, was running away from Saul, who was trying to kill him. And David realized God was protecting him day by day. So let's read by through this. And in the first four verses, David talks about our security in God. He talks about us being in a shadow of the Most High, in the shadow of the Almighty. The Lord is our refuge, our fortress, in whom we trust. And he talks about he will save us from the foulest snare and the deadly pestilence, and he will cover you like his feathers. Under his wings we'll find refuge, and his faithfulness will be our shield. God's faithfulness to watch over us each day, we call it watch care. That doesn't mean he keeps us from, it does not mean that he keeps us from having bad things happen to us, but when bad things do happen, he's with us to get us through those bad things. In Psalm 23, the bad parts of life are called walking through the valley of the shadow of death. God never leaves us in that valley. He takes us through the valley. But the Bible doesn't deny there are dark times, even for the believers. It rains alike on everybody. And yet, as believers, we rest in his shadow. He protects us daily. Now, this gives us a significant amount of comfort, but it doesn't eliminate the bad parts of life. In verses 5 through 8, David talks about the fact that we don't have to have fear. Fear is an overpowering emotion that tends to cripple you. I've known people who had fears of various things at times in their life. If you place your faith in God, your fear of whatever it might be, anything, should go away. It did with me when I got saved. I had some fears. And God takes fear away from you because your love for him eliminates that fear. That's not to say that you don't have difficult times, but you know God's with you, and so you don't have to be afraid of things. You don't have to be afraid of other people. There might be sicknesses or bad things happen to you or around you, but you don't have to be afraid. My first pastor taught me that Jesus was always with us, and whatever we were going through, Jesus was with us going through the same thing. And this freedom from fear is an important thing because there are many people who have fears of dreams, sickness, other people, and it tends to paralyze you. Fear is a very negative emotion. It tends to paralyze you. David writes that you will not fear the terror of night. That probably means fear of the nightmares. Anybody here ever had any bad dreams at night? Well, there are some people who have regular nightmares, almost demonic nightmares. It scares them to death. I know somebody right now who has those kind of dreams. They're a very fearful thing if you don't believe in God. David says that you won't fear the terror of night nor the arrow that flies by day. God takes fear away from us. Now, God's protection is sometimes accomplished by the use of his angels. He talks about this in verses 9 through 12. And this is a very important part of this scripture, because I am convinced Satan knows this psalm. I'm pretty sure Satan knows all of God's word, but I'm sure he knows this psalm, because he quoted part of verse 91 to Jesus. If you remember, Jesus went through a period of temptation early in his ministry, or at the very beginning of his ministry. And one of the temptations that Satan put on Jesus was he took him to the temple in Jerusalem and took him to the highest point and told him to jump off. God's angels would protect him. And when he told Jesus that, he quoted verse 11 and 12. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. Satan was suggesting that Jesus could jump off the temple tower, the top of the temple, fall 450 feet or whatever it was, and he'd be fine because God's angels would protect him. Now, this is where we have to be careful. Satan knows Scripture. He can quote it back to us, and he can use Scripture, but he will misapply it. Verses 11 and 12 do not teach that if you believe in God, God will protect you with his angels no matter what you do. If you do something stupid, like, for instance, jump off a building, and it wasn't something God led you to do, God's not going to protect you. But God will protect you if you are doing something for him and it puts you in a dangerous position. That's when God promises to protect you, using, if needed, an angel. Now, I'm going to get into a somewhat controversial subject. God protected me even before I was saved, long before I was saved. In the summer of 1968, I was only 21 then. I was young. I was driving a car. I was driving my dad's car. I was doing an errand for my dad. And I was coming home one early evening. It was still light because it was summertime. And this car cut from the other side of the road right in front of me. And I was doing maybe 50. And I had to slam on the brakes and swerve to avoid hitting the car. Now, when I did that, I locked my brakes and I put my car into a spin, uncontrollable spin. Now, as most of you know who know me, when I was young, I had no religion of any kind. I didn't pay any attention to God. But when I went into this uncontrollable spin on the highway, something funny happened. I realized I was going to die. I was sure I was going to die. And guess who I cried out to for help? Quote, God, this isn't my fault. Help me. Strange thing happened that I have never been able to understand fully. There was a bright light. I didn't see anything besides a flash of light. And the flash of light lasted only a moment, and my car stopped, and I was all right. I had spun in a straight line down the shoulder of the road. A big car, and I was in a big car, it was supposed to spin crazy and maybe even flip. I didn't flip, and I didn't spin crazy. I went in a straight line down the shoulder of the road. Didn't hit anything. Now, I knew from that moment God had answered my prayer. I knew that. I didn't know who he was or how he did it, But I knew he had answered my prayer, my request for help. It took me 15 years before I paid any attention to it and turned to Jesus. I didn't have anybody when I was 21 to say, hey, shouldn't you go to church and thank him? Shouldn't you give your life to Jesus? He just saved you. That never happened. So it took 15 years before I got saved. After I got saved, and I told this story to my pastor, he told me that bright light that I saw was an angel. Well, I don't know. I just know God saved me. Why would God protect somebody that didn't follow him at all at age 21? Well, the only answer is God knew there was going to come a time years later when I was going to turn to him. So since God knows all of time, past, present, and future, he protected me because he knew I was going to turn to him in the future. That's the only explanation I can give. But my experience with God, I've never forgotten. Now, David, in this Psalm 91, he talks about how God will protect you and, if necessary, command his angels to protect us. Some people believe that every Christian has a personal angel assigned to him. I don't know if that's true or not. The Bible doesn't directly speak on the subject. But maybe each of us has our own angel. I don't know. But I do know that God protects us. God helps us through the hard times of life. And when we're going through difficult times, he will try to help us in whatever way we can. He can. Psalm 91 ends with four verses that aren't on the screen. I'll just read them. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. God responds to our love for him. He responds in many ways, not the least of which is he promises to be with us. The last thing Jesus said before he went to be crucified was, I will be with you always. Not sometimes, not once in a while, but always. So no matter what you're going through in life, no matter what difficulties you go through, understand that if you're a Christian, Jesus is with you, and he's helping you. You don't have to get through anything in life alone. That's probably the most important thing any Christian can understand. You are never, ever alone. Thank you.